This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It is never easy being a startup in this economy, and it's especially not easy in the EV industry. This week, Lordstown Motors, the electric truck maker based, as it happens, in an old GM plant in Ohio, said it might be in real trouble after one of its key investors said it's going to stop investing. Meanwhile, another electric truck startup, Rivian, that had a flashy IPO just a year and a half ago, has lost 90% of its value. And oh, by the way, the old Detroit heavyweights are making EVs now, too. So is there any room in the EV business for startups? What do you think? Marketplace's Henry Epp has that one.
It is really expensive to start a car company from scratch.
It takes time and money to build up the production capacity.
Stephanie Brinley is an associate director at S&P Global Mobility.
It takes time and money to build up the distribution network. It takes time and money and patience to get on consumers' radars.
But money is just not as easy to come by for EV startups as it was a few years ago. Interest rates are higher and there are recession fears in the air. Plus, it's not always easy to get the parts they need, says Brian Moody, executive editor at Auto Trader.
There's not an established supply chain in some cases for the components. And if there is one, it's expensive.
Rivian, Lordstown, and other startups are also now competing with GM, Ford, Nissan, Toyota, which have all gotten into the EV game. And those legacy car makers entered the EV market with a big advantage, decades or more of experience manufacturing cars, Moody says.
And they have a second advantage, which is that they can use the profits from those already being manufactured automobiles to pay for electric cars.
No such luck if your only products are electric vehicles, which still make up a small fraction of total sales. Smaller startups are also competing with Tesla, which has slashed prices. It dominates the EV market now, but it wasn't always that way.
We have to remember that even Tesla, about a decade ago, was kind of on the edge of collapsing.
Gil Tall, the director of the Electric Vehicle Research Center at UC Davis, says Tesla's success could be hard to replicate, but not impossible. Thanks to government mandates, EVs are poised to grab an ever larger share of the car market, he says.
You have a secure, growing market for the next 20 years. And that's the main reason why EV startups have some chance.
They might just need to have some patience, too, if they can afford it. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.